In today's video, I'm going to share why if you are adopting this new identity of the best version of yourself, you're going to need to implement some new priorities. So new identity, new priorities, that's the main message for today. My name is Mario Minner. I'm a performance coach, entrepreneur, and endurance athlete. And what I specialize in is helping overwhelmed high performers implement a system to help them level up personally and professionally. And of all of the clients that I work with, the ones that really get the best results embrace this mindset of new identity, new priorities. And I was reminded of this concept through a YouTube video or a podcast from Alex Hormozi, where he was talking about this as well. And I just made me think, I've got to do a video on this. And he tells the story of a time that he went to the mall and he went to a makeup store with his wife. And he was watching these 13 or 14 year old girls who were kind of in the store for the first time, and they were buying makeup for the first time. And the woman that was there was describing all of the different types of makeup and mascara and liner and our eyeliner and all these different things. Clearly I don't wear makeup, so I don't know. But she was saying, like, okay, now that you're 13, you need to start budgeting for this. Now that you're an adult, you need to start to kind of prioritize this. So it's now that you're taking on the identity of an adult, you need to have this priority of setting aside a budget for this part of your life. And it's the exact same concept that we're talking about: new identity, new priorities. Because if you're watching this, you are working towards becoming the best version of yourself personally, professionally, in your career, in your health, in your relationships. You really do want to live up to your full potential. And so much of the time we're trying to do things and we're trying to like implement, but we're maybe not getting the results that we want. And that's where you need to start by embracing this new identity of the best version of yourself. You can kind of adopt this, the future version of yourself, the best version of yourself, and embrace that identity, and then make sure that the priorities that you have set in place are aligned with that new identity. So, you know, for you, if you're working in a stressful, competitive environment, and you're trying to like break out of that rut, you're trying to break out of that plateau, if you're trying to get to the next level, you're going to need to have some new priorities in place that are aligned with that identity. And that's why this connection between identity and priorities is so important. And so, like, what I thought would be helpful is just to walk through a couple of examples of what I'm talking about here with the identity and the priority. So let's go into this identity first of being a high performer or somebody who wants to be the best version of themselves. Because a lot of the people that I work with really do want to step into that identity of the best version of themselves. And so if that's the case, then the priorities need to be managing your health. And so that goes into managing your health both physically and mentally. So if you're trying to embrace that identity, really ask yourself, are the priorities of managing my health really aligned with that identity? Physically, am I exercising as much as I need to be? Am I sleeping as much as I need to be? Am I getting quality sleep? Am I putting the right things in my body nutritionally? From a mental standpoint, am I doing the things that I know help me manage my stress? If that's meditation, if that's your evening routines, if that's gratitude, whatever it is for you, are your priorities aligned with that identity? That's a question that you really want to ask yourself. If another example is if you're really trying to fully embrace the identity of a high performer at work, take a look at your priorities. Are your priorities aligned with that? Are you doing the things that are the most effective, the most efficient things? Are you working on the highest impact activities, the income producing activities? Or are you just doing like the busy work just to make it feel like you're making a sense of progress? You know, are you like as productive as you could be? Are you as focused as you want to be? These are some of the things to ask yourself to see are your priorities aligned with that identity of yourself? And it's just an important concept of new identity, new priorities, because if you're in a rut, if you're stuck, if you're just feeling like you're not living up to your potential, it's probably because your current priorities are not aligned with that identity. And in order to fully break out of that, you really want to take a step back, think long term, and really embrace and adopt that identity of the highest and best version of yourself. First, get clear on that identity, and then evaluate your existing priorities. Are you fully aligned with that identity? And if you're not, it's an opportunity to be very real with yourself and try and think about what are those things that you can start doing to take a step towards that best version of yourself. So as I bring it back to you, a couple of questions for you to think about. Number one, what is your new identity? What is that highest and best version of yourself? And then number two, what is your new priority that can help you align with that identity? And if you're listening to this, or you're watching this, and the best version of yourself is that identity that you're aiming for, then I would invite you to book a one-on-one coaching call where we can really get clear on what that identity is for you, get clear on that long-term vision, start to talk about what's slowing you down and what's getting in your way, and start to establish the priorities that are going to help you be aligned with that best identity that you have. So new identity, new priorities. That's the message for today. And I hope that this helps. And until next time, I'll talk to y'all later.